910 WJCW. Carl and Anik with you at 8:13 on this Wednesday morning. And every Wednesday morning about this time, we check in with Bill Hall, the real estate guy from Premier Homes and Properties, which sponsors this portion of the program, too. Come in.
Hey, Carl, it's Bill.
Hey.
I thought I'd try something different.
It was different. Okay, you snuck in there and laid down right on the top of the console. I'm not sure what
the console is bigger than I thought it was, actually.
So are you, as a matter of fact.
Thank you.
But Bill joins us, of course, every week to talk about real estate in Northeast Tennessee for buyers and sellers, too, buyers and sellers alike. And kind of strange and wondrous times right now as the rates go up and down and sideways. And do we have inflation? Well, maybe we do. Maybe we don't. Is it a recession? Well, maybe, maybe not. What's up?
Well, I think that I think the fourth quarter, everybody will decide if we're in, you know, that kind of situation, a recession situation or not. But I think the indicators are definitely there for that. As far as the interest rates going up, I think it's a good thing. I think they've been down for so long. And let me tell you something. With reduced interest rates like that, where basically people can't get any return on their investment in the bank, mostly elderly people who are already retired that are so count on not dipping into their, you know, their nest egg, mm-hmm. and that they want to get some kind of return off their nest egg to live off of, the interest rates going up is not a bad thing. It's really a good thing for our country.
It's a cyclical thing,
yeah,
too.
Yes, definitely, for sure, Carl. But for our country, I think it's a good thing. As far as the real estate market and what's happening with that, well, it's going to follow a lot of what happens in the economy. So if we have a good, strong economy, we're going to have a good, strong real estate market. This is oversimplified, of course. And if we have a poor economy, then it's going to stall the real estate market, and that's just the way that kind of goes. So right now we're in a transition period.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're seeing is existing home sales slipping, just on a slightly slowing down. So we're not meeting last year's numbers as far as existing home sales. And that's been going on for several months now, actually about five or six. But what we're expecting to see in the future going into the fourth quarter is an increase in inventory where more and more people put their homes on the market because they find it maybe now there's a time where their choices to move on to their next home has gotten better.
Mm-hmm.
As far as the interest rates, a lot of the people still are in a cash situation where they can actually pay for the house. And if the interest rates go up, they don't need to get a mortgage. And that's huge aspect there. But the bigger thing is that the availability would be greater for buyers. And I think that's the key to the success of our business is to don't give buyers one choice, but give them three to five choices of houses. And I think that an increase in inventory is going to definitely show that. We're already seeing some weakening in the sale price of homes.
Yeah, of course, now that I've finally put my grandmother's house up for sale.
Yeah, but it's not that big a deal. It's less than 3%.
Yeah, but this house is probably going to be cash only because no bank's going to give
it. Is it in bad shape?
It's in livable shape.
Oh, okay.
But it needs a roof. It needs some work done. You know, but it's one of those things.
It's perfect for an ex-wife, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
But,
wow. Yeah, no, he said it. That's the only thing. He says, I was thinking about renting it to my ex-wife, you know?
Yeah, but she declined. So, of course, I called Bill to help me out with that deal, and he hooked it up.
Well, now, you cannot, you're not licensed to practice in North Carolina, right?
No, we're not. But being part of leading real estate companies of the world gives us a network of agencies all over the world. So I can connect with another top agent in whatever market area somebody's interested in. So in other words, I'm not just going to pick an agent because I don't know them. I'm going to go in there and find one of the top agents that are in the top 5% in their market area. And that's the one I'm going to get to help you.
Is that what you did with Bill's situation in North Carolina?
I did that with Alec, too.
Yes.
And if I had a house in North Carolina, I would do that with myself, too.
Understood.
So I did with Alec what I would do with anybody else is connect them with a top agent in that market area, and that's going to help make it a smoother transition as far as getting it sold and get you usually top dollar for it.
Yeah,
because they know the market. They know the market.
I'll take you out to dinner if I get top dollar.
I'll take the dinner.
Okay.
Anyway,
just to go.
To go, right?
Grubhub it for me.
Anyway, so there's a lot that, you know, we're going through a transition, a shift in the market right now, and that's very much to be expected because nothing ever stays the same for very long. And I think that the fourth quarter is going to be interesting. I think buyers are going to be come back to the table, even though the interest rates have gone up and will continue to go up. It makes affordability a little challenging, but provided you got the budget right and the buyer has got their ducks in order, it's a perfect time to buy a house. I mean, right now is a perfect time to buy a house. I wouldn't, you know, if buying a house was in my agenda, I would definitely do it right now. I wouldn't wait.
The lenders have money to lend, right?
Tons of money out there. Companies are, you know, as a country, economically, our companies are very fat right now. They're sitting very fat.
Hearing that from quarterly reports.
Yeah, exactly. So what happened was in 2007 and 8, these companies pulled back when they had the Great Recession. Remember the Great Recession? There's nothing great about it. But they started pulling back and they got into a more of a business model of a profit model. So they were able to carry that forward. And now, I mean, they're just sitting fat. So yeah, there's plenty of money to lend. Companies are very cash rich. They're buying their own stocks back. It's a beautiful time in our country for them. But for the consumer, the American consumer like us, if we were going to buy a home, you know, now is the time to do it because we don't know what the future holds and we don't know how high the interest rates are going to go if you're going to get a mortgage. And it doesn't really matter. If you need a home, now's a great time to buy, you know?
You've talked in the past about how millennials may be priced out of the market right now because simply they don't have the down payment necessary or are not in a good cash position to be able to make the jump. If that continues for a while, and it's been happening for a little while too, if that continues for a significant swath of time, does that affect that entire generation's ability to make home ownership a part of their dream?
No, I don't think so, Carl. It may just be, in some cases, just a deferral time period that maybe they wait a year or two longer than we would have anticipated them to buy a home. But, you know, we had so many of them step up to the plate in the last 2 years that they're not going to completely go away. Now, they may put it on pause for a moment, just like you'd pause a movie to go get something to eat and drink.
Sure.
But they're going to be back to the table. They're going to click off that pause, and they're going to be back to buying homes. And I see that happening in the fourth quarter, especially. I see our fourth quarter and the first quarter of 2023, we're giving buyers more choices to buy homes and them taking advantage of that. But as far as the interest rates, I don't see them going down. People say our home prices are going to go down. I don't see them going down. You know, when I talk about the list prices, you know, homes are selling for about 97.6% of the list price right now, which is below what it's been. It's been running 100 to 102%.
Yeah.
And I think that that's just a good thing because it just helps keep people in line with the prices, that we don't have staggering high prices on homes that aren't really worth it. And for the first time in several years, I'm seeing sellers accepting lower offers for homes than they once were willing to do. Mm. That's not a bad thing overall. I think
it's evening out, isn't it?
It's definitely going to even out. And what we want is a 4 to 6 month supply of homes for people out there. That gives everybody a good choice of homes when they're in the market to buy.
I know you and Carla keep your finger on the pulse of the folks who move to this region or have inquiries about moving to this region too. What sort of demographics are represented by those calls? Is it younger? Is it retirees in the middle across the board?
It's mainly retirees, Carl. It's mainly retirees. We're seeing a tremendous amount of people, and not just retirees, but that's probably the biggest category. But the second category is multi-generational families. I'm seeing more multi-generational families moving here, where it's a father, the son that works, the daughter that works, you know. Mm-hmm. And that's a beautiful thing for families to get together and cohabitate and create, you know, a smaller footprint as far as budget goes, because
sure.
You have multiple generations of paying.
So, sharing, yeah.
Yeah, sharing the expense. So I think it's really good. I think that's really a good thing. But multi-generational and retirees are moving here. But that slowed down a slight amount. We've seen a slight pullback in that was not to the level that it once was.
That's because the red-hot market of the last, what, 18 months has
slowed
down.
Exactly. So. And that's to be expected. What we want to do is get things as normal as possible, return to our a normal state of a balanced market. I would love to see a 4 to 6 month supply of homes on the market out there.
Okay. Yeah, well, so should we all, indeed. Yeah.
So, Alec, how did your experience go when I put you in touch with that realtor? Did you speak to him?
I did, but I was already back in Tennessee whenever she called. She called, and I gave her, you know, my ex-wife, you know, bless her heart, I was going to basically let her live there. but she looked there, and she really wanted a little bit too much done to it. Mm. I wasn't willing to put all that money into it.
Yeah.
And I said, I can't do that. So I said, I think we're going to have to put it up for sale and literally, you
and
know.
Then we'll look for the Taj Mahal for you another day.
Exactly, yeah. the realtor called me and just got the number to my ex-wife because I gave her the key to transfer. Right. Because it's in a whole other state. And I said, look, it's rough outside. The outside looks rough because it looks like Sanford and Son out there because my cousin.
Is that from everything in the front yard or just what?
No, I mean, literally, we went there with a brand new push mower.
Uh-huh.
And the grass was so thick, it broke my push mower.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so he's got a bunch of junk there and stuff like that. And I said, just so you know, the inside of the house is not as bad as the outside of the house.
Oh, wow. Well, that's a good
thing. So, you know, just let everybody know that's. But she was very helpful. Thank you for doing that.
You're welcome. My pleasure. So buying, selling a house anywhere in the country or the world is not as, or helping somebody find that is not as hard as you may think. All you have to do is give me a call, and my office number is 530-7077. Mm-hmm. But the best number to get me is the 423-946-7575. Now, I can put you in touch, or anybody at Premier House of Properties can put you in touch with any, you know, for another family member or friend that's moving or looking to sell in another state. We can easily put you in touch with one of the top realtors in that area.
There you go.
And that's really a good thing. I mean, it helps a lot of people more than you'd realize, actually.
Mm-hmm.
It's Premier Homes and Properties, which sponsors this portion of the program. Bill Hall, the real estate guy, joins us. That phone number, one more time, your personal.
423-946-7575.
That's a great number to call. We'll talk to you next week.
I can't hardly wait.